Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Hello, Rafi. Rafi, may I speak to you for 5 minutes? I have some alarming news that may bother you at some point. We have signed Alex Bregman for $40 million.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
It's like my mother used to say, a hard head makes a soft ass.
Yeah. Amen.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Yes.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I did not use a straw, but I must have done something, some sucking motion or like that. Not,
yes. Get your head out of the door open and you always walk in.
No.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I have an idea, Greg, for next draft.
Oh, I thought you were going to say belly flop competition at the dive.
No, no, and please, we're not normalizing aqua dumps. Please, worm, anybody at Lake Winnipesaukee. Thank you.
You'll be taken away.
Yes.
And handcuffs. Not to normalize aqua dumps. I don't say I in the beginning.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo. It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
How we doing?
What up?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Curtis, did I see the Red Sox last night wanted to attempt to clear the record on AI interviews that are conducted over there?
Yeah, you know my favorite thing about the Red Sox is that they want everybody to think that they're smarter, better, you know, organized, more on the tip of the spear when it comes to analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get caught and they say, well, what we're doing is being conducted by every other team. It's been done since 2012. Everybody's doing this. We're just like everybody else. It's like you can't have it both ways. And it was a little disingenuous for it to come out last night through Ian Brown.
So they suggested that they do some screening
with bots, and that everybody else in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Five rounds?
Actually, they said everybody else in the entire United States of America. Every company does it.
Right.
So.
A1 teaching.
Yeah. I don't know about five rounds.
That's a lot of screening.
Who might ask?
Right.
I have no idea.
AI is the new movement. Yeah. We already know about that.
Yeah.
Take notes.
With the win yesterday, series win for the Red Sox.
Yes.
Man. So, Crochet be dealing.
They're rolling along.
They can't hit, but they can pitch.
And Yankees lose again?
So, I mean.
4.5 out.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you can pitch your way through the rest of the season with no hits and no runs, everything will be fine.
Every now and then, a solo home run here or a two-run home run there, and just keep dealing the way you're dealing, I guess, except for Walker Buehler. But it seems like those guys in the rotation, if they can go, six plus innings, what they've been doing here lately is pretty good.
If you had to wager right now, is Rafi on first base on Friday night when they play that team? if you had to put money in on it right now, what do you think? Curtis, what do you think?
Let me see.
Just a DH out there, or does he make his way to first base Friday night?
I think he'll be first base and then a defensive replacement at third later in the game.
We'll
get both of those in just to rub it into the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Dobbins is pitching. Right. Yeah, Devers, I'm betting on that one.
Well, Hunter Dobbins' dad actually used to play third base for the Giants.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Him and Bonds were
what
best
a
friends.
Weird season so far.
It has been.
It's not
it
even
really
July.
Has been. But you're hanging in there.
No, you're making a major comeback.
You're a wild card team. Like, you're sitting here and if the playoffs were tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And you're only, like Curtis said, you're 4.5 back from the Yankees, where at one point you were like 9, and you're like, you'll never catch them. And the Yankees, I mean, after the sweep, they can't hit the baseball. They can't do anything.
And the way we talked about the schedule the last couple of weeks, we were saying there's no way that at this point in the season, with this hard of a schedule ahead of them, they'll be able to. And they've proven us wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a lot to get to on the show this morning, including, finally, a verdict.
Yes.
In the Karen retrial.
Free at last.
What a moment yesterday.
It was. It is actually something that, like, I will never forget. The feeling that I had. Because I. No. I this is not me being dramatic. But
this is your OJ case?
Yes, but that's why I'm saying that
dramatic.
Because I don't remember. OJ might have been when I was a baby.
Right.
I don't know what year that was. But I don't remember that. I don't.
93.
So I was 94, 2.
Or something like that, yeah.
Casey Anthony, I was still too young to be, to watching the news and seeing how that outcome came. It was the first time that me as an adult was watching the outcome of a trial in real time.
Mm.
And it was overwhelming. Like, to watch this woman up there facing life in prison and being accused of killing her boyfriend and knowing the severity of it all and waiting to hear what they have to say. I felt like I ran a marathon after. My heart was out of my chest. It was also crazy how it all went down. We had a verdict and then we didn't.
Yeah.
That was like a pump fake. And then we come back, you know, just 40 minutes later. It was crazy.
Well, you just can't relate.
No, I can't.
You didn't give it the time that we did.
No, I get it.
So I understand.
Yeah.
You have given most of your time to Love on an Island.
Love and Hip Hop.
Love on Hip Hop Island or whatever the reality show is. That
Pop the Balloon in Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Love Island's hot right now.
That's where most of my time goes.
Yeah,
no, I get it. I mean, I was kind of tuned in, like you said, in the OJ case. I was in college, maybe 94, 95. I can't remember. But I mean, OJ was, massive. I mean, he was a Heisman winner. Karen Reed is.
Yeah.
But I think that this is like going to be something that people talk about forever when you watch court TV and you hear what all of the people that have covered a million other cases talk about what they saw in Dedham yesterday. And again, like I truly hope that John O'Keefe and his family get justice now. Mm. Like
they deserve justice.
Yes.
They should get justice. And it should be the obligation and the duty of the state police and the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office and the any other local authority who wants to to find justice for John O'Keefe's family. They should absolutely be on that.
I have two big picture things, Greg. So one would be, I finally understand why Hollywood is obsessed with movies based in this area, because it is so unique. What this trial was is so uniquely Massachusetts, where people form an opinion, and then it's going to be hell or high water for them to deviate off of their first sort of preconceived notion about what's going on. And people become loyal is just not sufficient. I don't know what a more strong term would be, but like defiantly loyal in a corner, and they defend it to the end. And the other big picture would be, this was the jury doing their job and rightfully punishing the prosecution's investigation into the crime. That what I think happened is not relevant to the beyond reasonable doubt. And we talked about this, Greg, a couple weeks ago. We were going back and forth in a heated way. And I said, I don't think that they had proven beyond a reasonable doubt in the court of law that she had done this. And so I think I doubted the ability of a second trial finding a jury pool that would be able to actually look at this in a way that I felt was accurate. And I think the jurors did that. It's an imperfect system, but I think that this really goes back to the Norfolk County, goes back to the butchered way in which they handled the crime scene, and that allowed for enough reasonable doubt for the jury to say that she was not guilty.
Yeah, I don't think I watched a lot of it, and I don't think they were able to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that she had done it. They did not have the evidence.
Agreed.
And so, and then I think if they don't have the evidence, you have to ask the question about why she was arrested and charged in the first place.
Right.
You know, and if you don't have the evidence, why are you arresting and charging somebody?
I wasn't into it, but like from the outside looking, you know, from the outside looking in, it seems like good for the people that made noise about this case, right? Because the justice system has been jacked up for years, where you see people that there's less evidence go away for a long time. So good for the people who made enough noise to bring it to people's attention, because I don't know if this case is brought to everybody's attention that she's not just found guilty, you know? I mean, that's how sometimes the justice system works. So I think that's one of the things
you're saying if there wasn't the focus on it, if people didn't end up talking about it, people didn't end up blogging about it, people didn't end up going down there, that she may have just been like somebody else who ends up being wrongfully accused and wrongfully convicted.
And with not enough evidence, the jury somehow finds, you know, is swayed into thinking that they did it, which so many people, they're sitting in jail because of the justice system and maybe not getting the fairest trial as possible.
Or just take the time somebody was killed, take the time to figure out who did it. Like, if you are a police officer, if you are an investigator, if you are somebody, a first responder on the scene, take the time to make sure that you are doing your job in the correct way. There is a man who lost his life, a family who lost a brother, a son.
But do you think that they're going to do that now and saying, all right,
well, I mean,
we
I
need
think
to get to the bottom
I,
of...
No, but I'm saying in the beginning, when somebody, when the 911 call comes in that there is somebody who is deceased on a front lawn, and it's also one of your own, it's a fellow police officer, take the time to go through all of the evidence. Take the time to make sure that you handle a crime scene the correct way. I just think that that's where the change needs to begin. It needs to begin at the beginning. And it was crazy to me yesterday. I don't think I've been posting overly, like, I'm not wearing an FKR t-shirt or wearing, like, you know, pink every day. I just have been following the case pretty religiously. Mm-hmm. And the hate that I received from some people, like, you should really take a seat with this one and not just listen to the fake media. And your quote-unquote audience is not in agreeing with you, so maybe you should stop posting. I'm sorry. I'm not doing anything for my quote-unquote audience. I'm doing something that I believe is going on in the world that I have interest in.
I think it's important on both sides. Like, that drives me nuts. Like, you should have an opinion, and I'm glad you do, and Curtis should, and I'm glad he does.
Yeah. No one's going to see like it. These...
But the opinion in this particular case that matters are the 12 jurors.
Yes, of course.
And the 12 jurors did not believe that there was enough proof to find her guilty on anything other than an OUI charge.
Right. So. And that's why the most important thing moving forward is because there's always going to be like people on, you know, the Karen Reed side, and there's always going to be people who believe that she got away with murder, right? Mm-hmm. So until the state, the feds, or somebody steps in and says, okay, we need to get to the bottom of what happened to Officer O'Keefe, right? We're always going to be questioning what really happened.
Yeah. And I think, Courtney, you're the recipient of rage that needs to be directed at the Norfolk County prosecutors and the way in which they handled this case.
Yeah.
The culpability, if you believe that Karen Reed did indeed, you know, kill John O'Keefe and that she is not accurately being freed here or not, she should not be freed.
Mm-hmm.
Your issue is with not Courtney, but with the investigators and the prosecutors in the Norfolk County offices. That's where your issue should be.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting, and we are here to talk about it all morning and all day here at WEEI. We are going to get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes, and then they said it at 7:20 this morning, and that is a back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. We will definitely talk about what Pedro Martinez said about the issue that he has with what David Ortiz said about Rafi Devers. Mm. So I don't know if the two of them, if you're having some kind of a cookout at Alex Cora's place next spring training season, Curtis, would you have Pedro and Ortiz sit next to each other or no?
I think Ortiz is going to come groveling to Pedro.
You think Pedro
okay. is the number one alpha in Red Sox history.
Yeah, Pedro's the man.
Yes, but I don't think Ortiz grovels to anybody. Yeah.
No, they're boys.
Yeah, I think that they will laugh it off and be like, oh, you know, whatever.
Ortiz always shows up to his events, so they're boys.
Well, they said it at 7:20 and the news of Courtney at 7:45. And then we will be joined at 8:20 by Ted Daniel from Fox 25. Who was there every day during the Karen Reed trial, and he can give us his final thoughts on that at 8:20. And we're going to play your Hill Notes back at 9:20 or thereabouts this morning, so you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app. And here to get us started is Courtney with what is trending this morning.
It needs to begin at the beginning.
Yeah. The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Would it have been better if I said start at the beginning?
Yeah,
shoot. Next time. Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Sox take the last game with the Mariners and the series out west. 3-1 the final yesterday with homers coming from Marcelo Meyer and Trevor Story. Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up just 1 run on 6 hits while striking out 8. The Sox off today before taking on Rafi Devers and the Giants tomorrow in San Fran. Tonight it's game 6 of the NBA Finals with OKC in control. They lead the Pacers 3-2 and can close it out tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. Big NBA news out yesterday as Jeannie Buss is selling the Lakers to Mark Walter for $10 billion.
Mm. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's the highest ever for a U.S. pro sports franchise.
Is that the difference in owning your own arena, $4 billion?
And the second biggest market.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, the Buss family will keep a minority stake of 15% for a period of time. And we now know that the Sunday will be the day for the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup parade. Did you also see the photos of the Stanley Cup? It's a bit damaged after what they did with it yesterday.
What happened? I mean, it's been damaged countless times.
Yeah.
But what happened to
time? They're not exactly sure. There's just a bit of a dent in it. Brad Marchand looked like he had a hell of a time yesterday. And the chants at that elbow room, people chanting, "Thank you, Boston."
Yeah.
Rude. Into football world, Shedeur Sanders is in hot water after being issued a citation in Ohio for speeding over 100 miles per hour. That's 41 miles per hour more than the posted speed limit in Ohio.
Okay. Got the lead foot.
Yes. And contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
Let me guess, Shedeur racing home to watch film, Wiggy?
I would hope So, okay, all right. I mean, you got to get
I'm
in,
sure.
especially
sure.
when it's like, you know, a little yeah. bit after midnight. You want to make sure you get that studying in.
Does he have a special, some kind of branded film room that was built for him that
I bet he
that
does.
That he's racing home to? Yeah.
I want to know what he was driving.
He was trying to get home before the verdict.
That is true. Get home so you can get it.
That is what's trending the lead.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's coming up next.
Chime, appreciate the attempt, I think, I assume, at topicality.
That's correct.
Not a big George Michael guy.
How do you
really?
How do you not like George Michael?
Eh. I mean, really?
It wasn't like a Wham song. I can understand. Some people are annoyed by Wham. They find them annoying. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's George Michael.
I mean, Faith was... I kind of liked Faith, and then Limp Bizkit covered it and killed it in the cover, and I liked the cover better. And anytime... I feel like anytime you like a cover song better than the original, then that means that it's on the original artist, and that's a problem for the original artist. So, but I appreciate the attempt at relevance with regard to Karen Reed. We are going to get to our leads coming up. It first and foremost, though, Curtis, I heard we are heading into weather in heat index warning territory at 11 o'clock today, so maybe we could open up the WEEI Window World Boston weather window quick. All right, Curtis, what do we got?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one, Greg. It's going to be a real feel of 96 out there later today.
Wow.
It's going to be actual temperature of 91 in the great city of Boston. Sunny this afternoon. It's going to be feeling like a sauna out there. So you're going to do these two things. You're going to put on sunscreen. You're going to drink water. That's how you combat this.
Okay. That's good to know.
All right. And 4 days of it, Curtis?
Yeah, well, we're going to have a brief respite tomorrow and Saturday where we're only in the 80s. But beginning on Sunday, Tuesday may be a record day.
Okay.
So Shime's electric car needs to get its act in gear. But 98 looking like Tuesday, 95 Monday, 91 Sunday.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So summer is finally here.
Love it.
You can get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. We are on our way to, after the show ends, to Hampton, New Hampshire. Hampton Beach and Road Show number 6. And so we'll see you tonight at Wally's.
It's another crazy crowd. The Bernie's crowd is usually up and ready to go at 6 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, who's the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to crowd right now? Just crowd alone. I mean, I know there are multiple factors that you can judge what your favorite road show is.
Crowd alone, I think Newport was the best crowd.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the Beachcomber was jammed.
The sing-along with the Beachcomber was a 10 out of 10. Like, that is something that you should be doing at every road show.
They were all jammed, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, even Bourne was packed.
Yeah. Bourne was so great.
So I think there were more people in Newport than there were in Bourne. But Bourne was, I don't know.
It was the most people we had in Springfield.
It's hard to pick. All right. Well, we will be there tomorrow morning at Bernie's on the beach, Hampton Beach, with Ty Law as our guest tomorrow morning, and probably, I would assume, causing problems left and right on the strip this evening and in Hampton Beach. And we'll see you at Wally's tonight.
Man, Mitch has the Beachcomber sing-along. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say that's not the best. It really is. The Beachcomber was
okay,
electric.
All right. So you would say better than Newport.
I think total crowd, Courtney's right. I think Newport, from the landing to the Lobster Bar. I always get those confused. Was the bigger crowd, but Beachcomber was unbelievable last week.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be there tonight, and we will see you tomorrow morning. And road shows are presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. Shine, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
I love the choice this morning, Chime. I don't know why. I assume maybe we'll find out during your lead. But leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It's Subaru. Kind of, I don't know what's wrong with me. Literally, what's wrong with me? I mean, I think maybe it's Subaru. No dip.
Yes, but I mean, your energy is very high. I was worried that today your mouth was going to hurt more than yesterday.
It does hurt, but it doesn't hurt worse. I have avoided straws successfully.
Good job. Mm-hmm.
The straw is what you need to be afraid of, because if you accidentally use a straw, you can dislodge your blood clot, and then you end up with the dreaded dry socket.
All right, so no sucking.
Brought to you by Subaru. Brought to you by Subaru. And the Subaru Summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. What's up, Sean?
Well, Greg, I saw her on Twitter yesterday, and I'm not sure exactly where to start.
It needs to begin at the beginning.
But yesterday...
You know that?
Yesterday... The trailer for the upcoming Bruce Springsteen movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White, dropped.
Yes, I watched it 1,000 times.
I did as well, and so that is my lead today. This movie is going to be awesome. Jeremy Allen White is a phenomenal actor. If you haven't seen him, he's been in Shameless, The Bear. He was also in that movie, I think it was The Iron Claw, about the wrestling brothers. He is a phenomenal actor. I think he is going to crush this. It is going to be better than the Chalamet Bob Dylan movie. Like, I think this is going to be Oscar worthy. I am so beyond excited for this movie. An artist you and I both love and adore. I could not be more thrilled to watch this Springsteen movie.
Yeah. The Chalamet Dylan movie was good. I actually heard Rich talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, and he was good as Bob Dylan, but it wasn't great. And it also wasn't like as much of his life story as I would want. Like the Freddie Mercury movie, you got his
Bohemian Rhapsody.
His whole life story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were talking about that yesterday.
You saw the Dylan thing.
Didn't you? No, I didn't see the Dylan movie, but they were talking about how there was they brought up Walk the Line, which is the Johnny Cash movie, and I did see that.
Another excellent one.
And I think they were talking about like the drama, right? So I saw the trailer for the Bruce Springsteen movie, and the guy that I really like is Stephen Graham, is the British actor. He plays, I believe it might be Bruce Springsteen's dad, and they have like some flashbacks of, it looks like, his childhood.
Yeah.
So is there...
Where it's like boxing in his bedroom? That
yeah, so is there something going on?
Are you talking about the guy who played Al Capone on the Nucky Thompson series Boardwalk Empire? Or did you not watch?
What was the movie that we were just talking about?
Adolescent.
He played the dad of the kid in Adolescent.
I think that's the same guy who played Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire.
Probably.
But I don't think any of you watched Boardwalk Empire.
I hadn't seen
even though I've recommended it a million times.
He was in Peaky Blinders. Yes. He was also in A Thousand Blows. He does a lot of the British shows. Like I said, Adolescence, the show that we were all talking about. He was the dad of the boy who allegedly murdered the kid. Yeah. So it looks like they're going to give a window into the tragedy. Like, I heard the Dylan movie, there was like no real drama there or like...
No, I mean, it was about the Newport Folk Festival. Right.
And Chalamet is a great actor, but like this to me, I feel like is going to have great acting in a great movie, which is what's going to make it so just so enticing. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm super excited for it. Right. I hope everyone goes and watches it.
I hope you are right. Thank you, Shime.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Two things, not to steal from Wiggy and have multiple things, but... James can unlock Jess and my phones. He has, like, the same facial structure. How do people deal with that? If you have any way, give us a call, 617-779-7937. He's been watching Netflix without us knowing. He's, like, a freaking crazy person.
What? Anyway,
yeah, like, he can unlock our screens with his face.
Wow.
He heard Greg talking about Outer Banks, needed to see what was going on.
He is big Outer Banks. He's like, Daddy, not guilty. So the news yesterday of the L.A. Lakers purchasing, being sold for $10 billion to this guy that already owns the Dodgers makes me sad. I feel like sports as we knew it is gone. Now that there's private equity involved, I read this long piece in the New York Times about the cost of being a sports fan today, and I poo-pooed it because the NFL is $1,500 and it gives me more than enough time and energy to make that feel like it's a good investment. But in general... whether it's the new ownership group of the Celtics, the new ownership group of the Lakers, the private equities march into the NFL, it's all just becoming a line item. And I wish winning was what made things profitable because then everybody would be going in the same direction. But sadly, it's not. Look at the Red Sox. I mean, they're printing cash and they don't give a damn. Like, there's no way around it. Capitalism's great, all for it, all of that. But I feel like the way that we grew up rooting for teams, loyal to organizations, teams having a civic responsibility to the markets they serve, all gone. Not saying it's always been there still, but it feels like this is the end as we knew it of teams that are actually representative of the markets where they play and invested there as well.
One thing that's fading away fast is the local owner and the owner who only owns one franchise. Like, that's going to be gone eventually, don't you think?
Totally. Yeah. It's all conglomerates.
You got to have that money, man. These franchises are valuable. Like, if you're a Lakers fan, isn't the guy who owns the Dodgers, doesn't he invest into the team? So aren't you excited about that?
Yeah, but you know what was interesting? Part of my take was talking about this yesterday, I believe, and they were saying with the new guy that's going to take over PGA, the CEO of PGA that's coming from the NFL.
Brian Rolapp.
Yes, Brad Olap. It would be interesting because so many people aren't going to be able to afford what it costs to own a franchise anymore. Like, you're running out of billionaires to own all these franchises. So maybe this guy is going to go to PGA, learn how to have a relationship with the Saudis, and then bring it over to the NFL, and you'll have foreign owners that are going to own franchises moving forward because it's more money overseas.
What?
Doesn't that make sense?
Well, I don't understand.
So you got an issue with foreign owners?
You told me like there's like a long thing. What's going on?
Brian Olap is his name?
Brian Rolapp.
Yeah.
He was the CEO of NFL Films, and now he's going to be the CEO of the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
He's going over there, and people find it interesting that he's leaving NFL to go to PGA. Part of my take yesterday was saying, wouldn't it be interesting if he went to the PGA? The biggest issue that the PGA Tour has right now is LIV. He figures out how to have a relationship with LIV, talk to the Saudis. Then he goes back to the NFL because you're running out of billionaires in the United States to own these franchises, and the ticket to sell is getting higher and higher. Now all of a sudden, what if he gets people to buy NFL teams that live overseas? You're not going to have U.S.-made billionaires anymore. You're going to have people overseas that own these franchises.
So you don't like foreigners owning American teams?
I'm not giving a take on it either way. I'm just saying that that could be the future. It's not going to be.
It's just like that. It's like a, you're just bringing up a potential scenario that they were talking about.
Well, because you guys were just talking about how expensive it's getting, and it's not going to be locally owned teams anymore. And I'm saying it's not even going to be U.S. owned teams.
That never really bothered me, though, like locals owning the teams or just like American born. As a fan of a team, I just want my owner to be willing to open up the checkbook, right?
But you don't prefer when it's a local owner?
Like, I mean, that really doesn't matter to me.
No.
Yeah, but I would say this way.
Because how many owners, honestly, when we were growing up and we were watching it, and maybe it might have been different for you, but at least for me, when I was growing up, I never really knew the owner.
You knew that they were local. Red Sox. Yes, the Red Sox were owned locally.
I mean, I didn't know this as a young fan growing up.
Oh, come on.
I didn't. When I was 20, 18 years old, and if I'm a Celtics fan, I didn't really know.
Okay, you played for the Patriots.
But
did you know that Robert Kraft was a local guy?
But I was a professional football player.
I know, but wasn't that something that they brought up quite a bit?
Yeah, they brought that up, but I was a football player. But I'm saying when I was growing up as a sports fan, I wasn't like had this real connection with who owned the team, where they were from, that kind of stuff. I just was interested in seeing my team win. Like, I feel like that's the most important thing, where fans want to see the owner invest. And I guess, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like fans really don't, especially nowadays with a lot of, millennials and younger people and things being on your phone. I don't think fans care.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I would say this though, Wiggs. I agree that the Dodgers owner invests, but so did John Henry until he bought the NASCAR, the Liverpool, mm-hmm. the Penguins. Right. Like, that's what the issue is that you spend your money, you utilize the resources from one of your successful franchises to pay for the other. And that's the problem.
All right. Curtis, great lead. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are going to get to the rest of the leads.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up next, we have leads left that we got to get to, and we'll get to them momentarily. And then at 7:20, it is They Said It, and we will go back and forth on what was said yesterday, including what Pedro Martinez said about the issue that he has with David Ortiz and what David Ortiz said about Ralphie upon the departure of Ralphie. Curtis, how does text for you during the break? How, what, if anything, does the $10 billion forthcoming sale of the Lakers say about the Kurtspiracy, about the Luka trade? A texter wanted to know if there's anything to that.
I guess maybe sweetened the pot, made the roster better so that they'd get the $10 billion so that the franchise coming from Vegas make it a bigger initial offer.
Mm, yeah. I mean, if you get $10 billion for the Lakers, wow. $6 billion for the Celtics,
mm-hmm.
what does that make that Vegas franchise worth? At least eight, probably, right? Yeah. Split the difference in right. the middle there, yep. I would assume.
Yeah.
It is just, it's the reason is it's the only live event anybody watches anymore. Literally, there was a study came out this week, Greg, that now more Americans consume their TV through streaming than
yeah.
by actual cable or any other way.
True.
And that is the big money now is trying to get Netflix and Apple TV and all Paramount, whatever that crap yeah. thing is. Like, this is now
Wiggy
about that.
Tunes in for the live season finale of Hip Hop Hot Tub Island.
Right. Other than loving hip hop and the reunions.
But other right. than that, you're right. I mean, right. what do you watch anything live? Like anything that you have to watch, that you have to be there for on, I mean.
I watched the Verdict Live.
Huh?
I watched the Verdict Live.
Yeah.
That was probably,
yeah,
other than sports, that's the only thing I've watched live.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, Curtis.
So that's
yeah.
why the value is there. But I would also say you're going to see a lot of families that are like the buses that own these teams that get out now.
Yeah, but Wiggy brought up during the break that this Mark Walter owns the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like, where is that money coming from? I truly can't imagine having that much money where you're able to own the Dodgers and then spend $10
billion. What do you mean, where is that money coming from?
I said they owned the Dodgers when I said the story.
He's like a billionaire.
I'm asking you, yeah. do you know what his background is?
Well, he's from Chicago.
I want to know where. I want to know how. I want to know how billionaires make their money. I'm fascinated by that.
Well, I mean,
I think a lot of people are.
They're fascinated by how billionaires make their money.
Yeah.
Oh well, I'm assuming it's probably business.
Yeah, I would love to know. Is it oil? Is it? Yeah,
he grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Grew up a Chicago Cubs fan. Went to Creighton. So.
He studied accounting.
Okay, that tells me nothing. So I would like to know. I'll do some research, I guess. I think that if you were to ask a lot of people, now knowing that he owns two massive franchises and now basically is the owner of Los Angeles, I bet a lot of people would like to know how somebody can become that successful.
Ooh.
I believe there's a lot of podcasts about like how I made this, you know?
Right.
People find that fascinating.
Right.
To be fair, there's a podcast for everything.
Yes.
Shut up.
Investment manager, it says.
We're speaking a different language today, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing me.
You mean you and all of us are
No,
just,
me and Wiggy are always on the same page. Yeah, well, me and you, I don't know. You're giggling at me. You're looking to get me today.
Okay, well, how am I looking to get you?
Well, you didn't like the foreigners take, and then you didn't like this one,
which is fine. Huh?
Foreigners rejoin?
No, I literally just did that.
Listen, if you are here to tell me what they say on Pardon My Take, then I'm here for it.
Well, don't talk about what other people... I thought that was interesting. And what if down the road, all of a sudden, the Patriots, Robert Kraft dies and Jonathan sells to the Saudis?
That would be crazy. Just ask that question. I'd do it in 30 seconds. Say, hey, I was thinking about this and... Here's a question I have.
I'm chatty today.
Yeah,
I wanted to take my time.
Yeah. He was heavily involved in the insurance industry, so maybe that's where
if I go tonight, could I just go now and
the dip withdrawals.
I'll let the teeth go, and then they can just do their thing.
I'm just trying to answer some questions for
I
him.
Like that. Thank you, Wiggy.
Appreciates it.
Insurance, there's a lot of money in the insurance industry.
So Courtney asks a question, then you Google it, and then give her the answer on the show.
That's
great radio.
I like
it. It's fantastic.
That's what Google's for.
And then I say something and get told to shut up.
Courtney says, I'd love to find out how this man has money. And then Wiggy goes, hold on, let me Google it for you. And then he comes back 5 minutes and gives the answer.
Greg, because you are rich, not everybody else is. So I find it interesting how people get rich. I would like to become rich.
I think that's a great question. Yeah. I just don't know if this is the time or the place for it.
We're
that's
talking
all.
About him.
Yes, I guess so. All right. Is that your lead?
No.
Oh, okay.
My lead this morning is about Devers.
Okay.
And we asked the question about the shopping around. Craig Breslow didn't like that we called it shopping around, but he said that he talked to, you know, he did his due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, I believe you and I thought it was interesting because we thought that there would be plenty of people that would be interested in Rafael Devers and not just the San Francisco Giants. Right. It may actually be the opposite because Buster Olney talked on his podcast. I know Greg doesn't like when I talk about other people's podcasts, but he talked about the fact that other MLB teams did not like how Rafi was handling this season. We can hear a little bit from Buster Olney.
Fans in Boston are not critical of Devers and how he handled things. Within this sport, people with other teams are appalled at how he handled it. I had one person say to me, look, the team's handling of this on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being bad, was a 6. This person said, Devers, it was a 10 out of 10 and how badly he handled this. He goes to a new team, Tim, and when at some point Buster Posey, Bob Melvin sit down with him and they talk about what to do, now that he's gone through it once, I hope the next time he said, yeah, I'll go take ground balls at first base.
Yeah, so I think that actually Craig Breslow may have been correct. Mm-hmm. We may not be giving Craig Breslow enough credit that maybe there wasn't the interest in Rafael Devers because of the diva status, because of the way he handled this entire thing. So it seemed like other people around the league were not fond of Rafi Devers during this time.
Wow.
Okay.
That's interesting.
All right. We are going to take a break, and we will get to a lead from Wiggy. Any kind of a tease for your lead, Wiggy?
Let's see. I'm baseball related, so the best tease I can give is I think the Red Sox are going to do something that no one expects them to do.
Okay, excellent. We will get to the rest of today's leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.